Hey, welcome to the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine for December. Yeah, the end of the year, 2025. The magazine is out, ready for you now. And I'd love for you to go check it out at CanadianPodcaster.com. If you want to sign up for our email, we send out an email at the beginning of the month. Just a reminder that the magazine is ready with clickable links and everything right to the magazine. You don't have to sign up if you don't want to, because it's always there on the website, CanadianPodcaster.com, and link in the show notes. And yeah, you can see all of the magazines for 2025, and 2026 will just keep plugging along. So I'm glad you're here. Happy holidays to you, no matter what you celebrate and when. I hope you have a great month this month. Don't get too caught up in the shopping. Don't get too caught up in blowing all that hard-earned money. Save some money for yourself and invest it in your podcast as well. And I hope that you have a break too. Hopefully you get some time off work if you're working and just get a chance to recharge your batteries. It's the end of the year. You made it. You did it. Congratulations. Now it's time to give yourself a reward. For me, what's my reward? Probably my wife makes these candy cane cookies, which are the shape of a candy cane, two different colors of cookie dough that's kind of woven together like a rope, and they look like a candy cane, red and white, and then we put icing on top and then crushed candy canes in the icing. Oh, come on. It's the best thing ever. My grandmother's recipe from when I was little. Things are just addictive. Oh, anyways. Yeah, so that'll be my thing. What's yours? I also like pumpkin pie at Christmas time. I know. You're like, that's a Thanksgiving thing, Dave. But hey, any excuse to have pumpkin pie, I'm in. So that's my two choices. I'm curious what yours are. Love to hear over at CanadianPodcaster.com. What's on your menu for this year? How do you celebrate? What do you do? I know we used to do, when our kids were little, we would have like fondue at New Year's Eve. So having chocolate fondue, which is good. Strawberries, kiwi, star fruit. That's good. In chocolate. Little mandarin oranges in the can. The whole ones, not the pieces. Any of that stuff. Bananas. Oh, that's really good. So yeah, now I'm getting hungry. So if you're about to eat, there you go. We just set you up. So yeah, I hope you're going to have a great Christmas holiday. And excited to see the magazine come out this month. We also have, like last month, this month we have a ton of podcasters to feature for you. I'm looking forward to recording the episode for the 15th of December, where we give you little snippets of each of these podcasts that we have featured in December's magazine and give you a little taste test of what's going on. One of the shows, I'm going to leverage my own podcast right here, that I'd love for you to check out if you haven't already. If you have kids, got kids at home, I have a podcast called the Daily Santa Podcast. Now, this is designed for kids. There's no ads. It's family friendly, family fun. And the idea is it's a countdown to Christmas that begins today, December 1st, and counts down 25 episodes in a row up to Christmas. Now, it is a Daily Santa Podcast, and you don't have to believe in Santa, which, but you, if you do, it helps. But the idea is we're going to talk about 25 things over the next 25 days that can help kids to be a better human being, helping out around the home, being kind to your neighbor, all of these things. Good qualities to make our kids live a better life. And we have fun. There's a cast of characters. Santa's social media elf, which you might not have heard of. He's not in all those songs at Christmas. His name is Selfie, and he is an elf who likes to take selfies. He's in charge of social media for Santa, one of his more recent elves. And Selfie causes mayhem in the recording process. So as a podcaster, you know what it's like to record and everything goes wrong. Selfie is generally the one to blame for the most part. And there are a bunch of people, and you hear the great stories. And there's a story arc across 25 episodes where things will come back. Little things will come back. You get news updates from the North Pole. You get a bunch of different stories, and it's a lot of fun. So if you want to check it out, every day there'll be a new episode of the Daily Santa Podcast. And I would suggest, if you want your kids to listen on a great app for kids, check out Kids Pod. It's an app that you can get in your Apple Store or your Google Store. It's a free app. It's a children's app for podcasts. So none of that adult stuff is on this app. And it's designed to be an app for no screens. The last thing we want is our kids to be glued to a screen, right? They can turn on a podcast, fall asleep at night. They can play, they can color, do a puzzle, something. But have a podcast in the background designed for kids. And the Daily Santa Podcast is on the Kids Pod app. So I'd love for you to go check it out. Kids Pod is in, I'll put a link in the show notes for you as well. But check out Kids Pod. It's great. And I would love for you to check out the Daily Santa Podcast. DailySantaPodcast.com. Let's talk a little bit more of what's in the magazine this month. A reminder for everybody that we do have a podcaster meetup that we've been doing now for well over 2 years on the meetup.com website. It's a free meetup group. Currently, we have podcasters from Italy, Canada, the US. We've had podcaster from France on with us as well. And we get together twice a week, every Tuesday and Saturday. It's Eastern Standard Time, because that's where I live. And we talk podcasting. And we do it in community. So if you are lamenting that podcasting is lonely, and you don't feel like you have anybody in your world that celebrates what you do, then come and join a bunch of people who will love on you, support you, be in your world, and give you encouragement to keep podcasting. I think we all need that, especially this time of year. So if you haven't already, come check us out. It's completely free. And I've been to meetups where it's turned into a huge sales funnel. And you feel like they're trying to sell you some kind of property or something. You're like, a timeshare. No, that's not what we do. It's completely free. There's no upsell. And we just do podcasting together. Meetup.com. In the magazine, there's a link. Come join us anytime. Love to have you there. And if the magazine brings you there, that's amazing. So come check our meetup group up. We'd love to have you there. So check us out. If the magazine has been a resource for you and you're enjoying it, I'd love for you to help us as far as filling our Timmy cup up. Timmy's runs are always kind of things we need to do around here. And anytime that we can fill our cup, I'd love to have that support from you if that's possible. Now, I know you have a lot of things to spend money on this time of year, but our meetup costs money, the podcast costs money, the magazine costs money. There's a lot of different things that we're doing. But if you have any opportunity to give back, would love to put that in front of you through our Buy Me a Coffee link as well in the show notes. And if you can do something small, great. I appreciate that. Thank you. We have two new writers joining us in the December edition of the Canadian Podcaster magazine. We have Kathy Baldwin. Kathy's doing an event on December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I know, that's like tomorrow it starts. But it's a podcasting conference. And it's all about podcasting and profit. And what's happening is we're having a bunch of podcasters come and join over a three-day span. I actually get to be part of this too, which I'm thrilled. I will be on the last day at noon Eastern. And if you want to come check it out, I'll be there. And I'd love for you to join me. It's free to come and be a part of this. There's also some other great names. Rob Walsh from Libsyn, which is a podcast hosting site in the US. He'll be there as well. Been in podcasting forever. And a lot of other great podcasters and a lot of great topics. So if you're looking for more podcast information and to grow, come check out our podcast group and the event that's happening the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And all the information will be in the magazine. And I'd love for you to come check it out. So that's part of it. So Kathy wrote an article for the magazine around her business and what she does and why she does it. And it's a great read. So go check that out as well. my podcast buddy, Scarlett, from the Classic Advice podcast with Scarlett Classic. Scarlett is a great friend of mine and thrilled to have her help. If your podcast is played or featured in the magazine this month, it's because of Scarlett. She picked your show. So you have Scarlett to thank. And she picked a great group of podcasters from Canada to feature this month. So if you're in the magazine, it's Scarlett's fault. So well done, Scarlett. And she wrote an article as well around PodFade. And if you've ever been on that journey and you found yourself not showing up for your audience and you're feeling guilty or overwhelmed, you're just tired, then read Scarlett's article in the magazine this month, and I think it'll give you some encouragement. So this is exactly what I've been asking from day one. If you want to participate in the magazine, Kathy did, Scarlett has, and it's great to have other voices in this magazine than just me. I love doing it, but I want more people talking here on the magazine. The more voices, the better. If you have an article that I'd love to hear what you could submit for January. And I'm starting on January now. So I'd love for your input in the next edition, the first edition of 2026. So to Kathy and to Scarlett, thank you for participating. Go check out their stuff. Follow the links to what they do. And I'm sure you're going to love what they do. So thank you to you both. I'm looking for any events coming up in 2026 that we can feature. I would prefer to have Canadian events to feature because it's the Canadian Podcaster Magazine. It's in the name. I would love to have any Canadian events around content creation, podcasting, anything to do with that. I would love to feature that in the magazine. So if you're aware of any events, any websites that list Canadian events, please send them to me. I'm always searching in all the groups everywhere I can for anything Canadian to do with podcasting and content creation. That would be great. Please let me know and I'll put them in the magazine. Give me as much notice as possible so I can get it into the next edition. But I'm just reaching out to my community, to you, and asking you to keep your eyes and ears open. Anything we can feature that helps more podcasters, let me know. And if it's outside of Canada as well, we can do that. And virtual events. That's another great opportunity, like Kathy's event, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Anything we can do to help the podcasting community to grow, then let's celebrate that and let's share. So if you're thinking about starting an event, great. Then reach out, let me know. As well, I'm also looking for voices here on the podcast. Voices of readers of the magazine, Canadian podcasters, to leave a little shout out for their show. And that's easy to do over at CanadianPodcaster.com. There's a SpeakPipe link. The SpeakPipe link is simply a way to record a voice message over the internet, and you can leave me a message about your show. So it could be simple as this. Hi, this is Dave. I'm the host of the Daily Santa Podcast. It's a podcast for kids that runs December 1st to December 25th. So if you have kids and you want them to be great humans and you want a fun podcast just for kids, then go check out the Daily Santa Podcast at dailysantapodcast.com. See, that's it. That's all I want. Can you do that? I think you can do that. Do that for your show. Call in, leave a message. I will put your voice, your beautiful podcasting voice, right here in the podcast. The more people who do it, the better. And it also gets in front of more people through the audio version of the magazine here on the podcast. So please reach out. Let me know. And I'm also inviting you to go back and through the other editions of 2025. If you haven't seen them all, there's a lot of great podcasters, a lot of great content. And you'll see the evolution of the magazine from edition one all the way through to the end of the year. It's growing up. It's getting bigger. It's changing. And we're really happy with the results. So check out the magazine, follow through, and we'll see you soon. So as we wrap up, I just want to say thank you for all that you've done as far as reading the magazine, sharing the magazine, being a part of the community. Just your time and attention for what we're trying to build here is very meaningful. And I just want to say thank you to you, your family, to your podcasting family. Make sure you don't forget them at this time of year. Remember that not everyone everywhere celebrates what you celebrate when you celebrate it. Your Christmas morning is someone else's regular day. So just be mindful of that. And I know that sometimes we like to take a break from our podcast and walk away for a few weeks, celebrate with family, which is great. You should celebrate with family. But just remember, somebody somewhere is not really celebrating the way you do. And they're going to miss your content. I would suggest pre-recording something, posting it over the holidays so that you have time. Batch record it. Get it out there, even if it's something short, but check in with your audience. There's a lot of people who this time of year can be quite lonely. And knowing that you're showing up for them is very meaningful. If you have the bandwidth to do so, then create some content for your fans, for your family, your online podcast family, and don't neglect them this time of year, because I'm sure they'd love to hear your voice. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being part of the magazine. Thank you for creating great Canadian content. We'll catch you in 2026. And don't forget to come back on the 15th for a little bit more around the podcasters featured in the magazine this month. You get to hear a little sample of the show. Thanks for being here. Talk to you soon. Happy holidays.